Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
No, we've got some interesting, salacious stuff, though, just in the lives of celebrities and their crazy, kooky, rich, infested lives that they live. So anyway, we're going to play Swiper Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie will have to decide whether to swipe on to the next one or stay and hear some more. Parker, you can be the tiebreaker and make the final decision if these two knuckleheads can't decide, okay?
Even after I made fun of you, apparently, about the Brewers and Cubs?
Well, Parker, I already made the rules for this game, and I can't break the rules right now, so you're safe for now. All right, story number one, celebrity couple is $2 million in contractor debt.
Oh.
I love when the rich try to stiff the working man. I'll stay.
Stay.
Any guesses on the celebrity couple?
Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
I don't hate that guess, but no.
Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson.
It is not Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson. So everyone, sure, the Justin Baldoni lawsuit is settled.
Oh.
But Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are still dealing with more issues.
Wow.
According to multiple outlets, five contractors and subcontractors have filed mechanics liens against the couple's 110-acre Lewisboro, New York property in April, claiming they're owed a combined $2.1 million for unpaid work on the estate.
Whoa.
Wow.
The estate is 14,500 square feet.
Oh, my God.
Has been under construction for years, and one construction company alone filed a claim for more than $1.3 million tied to work including framing, plumbing, HVAC, electrical, drywall, and masonry.
Who needs 14,000 square feet? Seriously.
Well, cool. Jamie, what do they have, like two kids? Come on.
Deadpool needs that kind of...
Wow.
Maybe if he stopped paying all those Wrexham players, he'd be able to pay his contractors.
Well, and that's the thing. But, I mean, between the two, well, what has Blake Lively done
in a long time? I don't know how much
What Ends With Us, which was
not a great movie. The movie itself wasn't great.
I think it did well.
I think it was the after.
Took a toll.
Right. I think it was, and let's be realistic, her reaction on the red carpet really rubbed people the wrong way because of how light and frivolous she was on the red carpet discussing such really heavy issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, fans really, if you liked her before, there were a lot of people who did not afterwards. I mean, even Taylor Swift and her are no longer besties.
Well then, and Taylor Swift is the barometer of good friendships
it
and
is.
Good people.
It sure is.
Alleged deadbeats.
Brian learned about Karlie Kloss yesterday.
That's
but
right.
We won't go down that rabbit hole.
No, all right. Let's keep going.
Fan eats picture of movie star's face for 80 days straight.
What?
Oh my God. I want to hear this story only so we can keep tabs on this scary nutball.
Stay.
That's right. A woman in London ate a picture of Glenn Powell's face, hoping to get attention and be put in a movie.
Wow.
So they did a roundtable interview with The Hollywood Reporter. Hold on. Where all of the movie stars, I think Harrison Ford was there among others. Glenn Powell was one of them, and they were talking about crazy fan interactions, right?
Uh-huh.
And they got to Glenn Powell, and he said, "There's a woman in London who has been printing out pictures of my face for the last 80 days and has eaten my face every day. Literally will eat my face until I give her a role in a movie."
Oh, my God.
Here's how he found out about this. He was on a red carpet, and the person interviewing him on the red carpet said, "Hey, have you heard about this girl that's been eating your face every day?"
Oh, my God.
To which he's like, "Yeah,
what?
I don't want to talk about this because this is kind of a liability."
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
But yeah, that is a thing.
I wouldn't want to talk about it either.
He also went on to say the craziest thing he's ever been offered to autograph for somebody was one of his own family pictures.
Oh my God.
That a fan got a hold of. People are crazy, man.
People are nuts.
It's good that it's not just here in the United States, though.
It's everywhere. But still, yeah. He's here.
Wow.
Is he British or is he American?
He's American.
I was going to say, because if not, he puts on a great American accent.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That is terrifying.
That
Glenn Powell from Texas puts on a great American accent.
Well, I couldn't remember where he was from. That's why.
I think he's from Texas. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. All right. Moving on to story number three. Massive concert tour has to rework their stage.
Rework their stage.
I'm going to pass or swipe. I'll swipe.
We'll get Parker involved. I'll say stage just so Parker can wake up and do something here.
Ha! Parker,
thank you.
Why start now?
Stay.
Parker's like, we don't have much time. I got to stay on this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Harry Styles and his team has to face the music and change the actual stage for his Together Together tour after just two shows. Harry Styles kicked off the tour last weekend in Amsterdam, and social media was flooded with complaints, with concertgoers complaining about visibility. Ooh. They had to release a statement saying, we've heard concerns from some fans regarding sightline obstructions on the floor. We want every person in the room to have the best experience possible, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, they're going to rework the stage minimally for the upcoming shows in London. And then when the tour comes to Madison Square Garden for his residency, I think it's getting a complete makeover.
Aren't you going
to
be there for that?
I am going to be there for that.
The whole thing, you're moving to New York, right?
I'm going to move to New York and be Civic Media's Harry Styles Together Together reporter.
All right.
And I'll let you guys know how the sight lines are. But that's Swiper's safe for today.
Great. Well, thank you, Frank.